Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. I have a question for you. What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons introduce you to God, and they make you aware of the things that are unique and special about your Creator. And we use the Creator clock to help you remember the Lord's essence. Tick-tock. What time is it on the Creator clock? It is 1 o'clock. There is one and only one God. So what? You know, we've learned quite a bit about God by taking a tour of the Creator clock. We know that at the center of the Creator clock, God is love. He loves every one of us unconditionally. So what? Well, so it means you never have to worry again about what God thinks about you or how God feels about you. It's not in doubt. God always has, always will, and right at this moment, loves you. And he is not counting any of your mistakes against you. Psalm 103:12 says this, as far as the east is from the west, so far has the Lord removed our transgressions from us. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25 says, I, the Lord Jesus Christ, even I am the one who wipes out your transgressions for my name's sake, and I will not remember your sins. And that is such a hard idea for people to get across because people think that God looks at them like other humans look at them. He does not. Now, at 1 o'clock on the Creator clock, we know that there is one and only one God. And so the question is, so what? I'll tell you, so what? Since there is one and only one God, that means that you can have a deep, intimate, and personal relationship with God. There is only one God to get to know. I imagine what it would be like to have several wives. One of my favorite comedians is Rodney Dangerfield, and he starred in a movie called Five Wives, My Five Wives. And to tell you the truth, as fast as I think about having five wives, that's how fast I put the thought out of my mind. One wife is plenty. One God is plenty, too. In many cultures, there exists the idea of polytheism, the idea that there are many gods and goddesses, each with a set of religions and rituals. If you worship many gods, how do you keep them all straight in your mind? Those who are polytheistic, that I know, have a tendency to pick out their favorite gods or goddesses to worship, and they ignore the rest. Well, that's not necessary with one and only one God, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sovereign God of the universe. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 35 says this, to you it was shown that you might know that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is God, and there is no other God beside him. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 39 says this, know therefore today and take it to your heart, that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is God in heaven above and on the earth below, and there is no other God. God makes it easy for us because everything is one with God. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6 say this, there is one body, that's the body of Christ, the church age believers. There's one God, the Holy Spirit. Just as you were called into one hope of your calling, there's one salvation, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, one God, the Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Why only one of everything with God? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. For God is not a God of confusion. God wants you to be clear. Of course, God has an enemy who is called the devil and Satan, an enemy who counterfeits everything associated with God. And he's the one who wants to confuse you with the idea of many gods so that you can't get to know the one and only God, the real God. Here's how the Lord describes Satan, his enemy. In John chapter 8, verse 44, he says he was a murderer from the beginning, and he does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. And whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of all lies. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. Satan is God's enemy. He is a liar and a deceiver. And one of Satan's many lies is that there are many gods. So take your pick. Do what you please. See, Satan is the author of the self-life, the life of deception, the life of the do-it-yourself salvation, a life not at all oriented to God. Satan wants you to join him in his rebellion against the one and only God. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 to 5. Say this: this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, the God who is our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who wants all men to be saved and who wants all men to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2, 5. For there is only one God, and one mediator also between God the Father and men, the man, Jesus Christ. Just as there is only one God, there is only one way to be saved. And the one God of the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ, makes it clear exactly how to be saved. In John chapter 14, verse 6, he says this. Jesus said to Thomas, the doubting one, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the God the Father but through believing in me. And one of the things that I have noticed in my lifetime is how resistant people are to being told that there's only one way to do a thing. If you say to a person, I want you to do it this way and no other way, there is a tremendous resistance that flares up. Why? The resistance is sponsored by Satan, the enemy of God. Satan wants us to think that there are many ways to do things. And he wants us to ignore what God is saying in his word. Truthfully, in life, there is more than one way to skin a cat. That's an idiom in the English language that means there is more than one possible way to do a thing. But in the spiritual life, that is not the case. That is not true. There is one and only one God. And there is one and only one way to be saved. Tick-tock, what time is it on the Creator clock? It is 1 o'clock. There is one and only one God. So what? So rest easy. God makes it easy for us to get to know him. Easy for us to have a deep, intimate, and personal relationship with him without the confusion of many gods. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.